Dr. David is back on All My Children, and so is Ashley and Jordan, all this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
That character just comes out of a coma and you're throwing all this stuff at her?
She finds out that she's been asleep for 3 months.
That she's been given a new heart. That David is the doctor.
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza. You switched the pills. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. She finds out that she got Josh's heart. She finds out that her sister's getting married.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
But if you want to abort somebody, re-abort, don't re-abort Josh. Re-abort Natalia and Rebecca. He's the guy that was the evangelical that led this big, big-ass church. And I shouldn't say big-ass church, should I? That's sacrilegious. Anyway, he led this big-ass church. Finds out that her sister has a kid and that the kid is X. Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending Thanksgiving, November 26, 2010. I know why you're laughing.
I'm laughing because we haven't done this in so long. She forgot what to say. She forgot to say. She's looking at me. She's like, what do I say? What do you
say?
What you say, girl?
What's my line?
What you talking about, girl?
I really did.
What you say, girl?
How are you, Jordan Hudson?
Oh, girl. I can't even begin to tell you. So much has been going
on.
We haven't
Jordan.
Done a podcast in 3 years.
Fine. But let's
it's
not
been so
dwell.
Long. It's
let's,
been so long.
We're giving the viewers something.
You're getting something. We're going to try to go weekly now.
We're going to try. We got studio space for free. So we don't got to do no more ghetto podcasting.
Who gave us studio space? Shout him out.
Someone who knows Carlos.
See how nice? He's called networking, people. Networking.
I discovered how to love all my children again.
Good for you.
I watch it with Carlos.
See, if we would have done this podcast even 2 weeks ago, she would have been still complaining about it.
No, but what I'm saying is what I love is when I watch it with Carlos, like with the Greenlee Ryan lovemaking scenes when I had a little bile in my throat and I was throwing up a little bit, he was making sound effects. And it made the whole thing a little more watchable. He was like grunting and groaning. It was kind of funny.
You people are crazy.
And he was commenting when Erica came back, he was commenting on her plastic surgery.
I don't look.
He said that there was water leaking from her eyes.
No,
when Zach died, it kind of worked out because the plastic surgery made her eyeball so tight that they're constantly water.
You are in rare form. It's been a while since we did a podcast, and you're in rare form.
All right,
look,
go ahead. What?
If, and I'm not saying that she didn't or that she did, but if she did have some kind of surgery done, homegirl got a really good surgeon, and everybody should be getting his number because he does excellent work. She looks good.
You know,
she doesn't look. Have you ever watched General Hospital? To see what Monica and Bobby ever look.
Look at this vieja looking at us.
Well, because she's wondering what these two freaks in the car are doing with Juan Pablo between them.
Juan Pablo is shiny and thick and silvery. He's beautiful.
I can't.
Silvery is a little off-putting. But
no, you know what it is? Look, I'm going to be honest with you. This is how much I love you guys. I could have been having sex right now, and instead I'm doing this podcast.
You never told me that.
Huh?
I want to finish about Erica's surgery, though.
Oh.
Susan Lucci's.
No, I'm just saying
she looks fantastic.
If she did get any work done, because we don't know for sure she did or she didn't, all I'm saying is...
Allegedly. That's the word they use a lot in the Bronx.
Why the Bronx?
And Brooklyn, too.
Okay, yeah.
Well
that's
especially.
The word they use in Chelsea lately a lot. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So our lawyers don't get sued. So we don't get sued. Allegedly. If she allegedly got any work done, she looked damn good. And that does not allegedly. She looks good.
Can I tell you?
Because let me tell you something. On General Hospital, Leslie Charleston, who plays Monica, and Jackie Zeman, who plays Bobby Spencer.
I love Bobby Spencer.
Oh, yeah, but you didn't see what she looked like. Because, you know, they bring her on like once every 5 years. And they brought her on recently.
Oh, they did.
Girl, she looks like that Catwoman that used to be a socialite here in New York.
Stop it.
No, I'm serious. And I love me some Jackie Zima, but Jackie, girl, stop going under the knife. That does not look pretty.
Well,
there's a point where you start going.
That's
Susan Lucci's
problem.
No, she's insane. She looks good.
I give her 5 years and she's looking like Carol Burnett.
You are horrible. Carol Burnett don't get work done.
Oh, you kidding me?
Joan Rivers.
No, I'm talking. You saw Carol Burnett on Glee.
She didn't look that bad.
She looked awful. You know what happens when women start to get work done and they start to mess with the aging process? It goes backwards on them. It looks like plastic surgery and old mixed together.
I don't think she did. I didn't
look at Meryl Streep. Never had 1 ounce of work done,
she's
and
ugly.
She's aging beautifully. No,
she
she's aging
not, she's
like
ugly.
A normal. She looks like a normal
look,
old
you
lady.
No, I don't like me no Meryl Streep. So don't bring up no Meryl Streep. And expect me to say
who
any
can I make a good example?
She's a heifer. I
who
don't
can
like
I make
her.
A good example? The lady that played
Sarandon.
Yeah, she's a pretty good example.
And I don't think she's had any work done.
That's my point. You can't have work done or else it starts to fall apart.
Well, I don't know what. Look, I'm going to be honest
with you. You know
who
has a good example? That woman who won the Oscar a couple years back. She played like the Queen Elizabeth.
Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren. She looked beautiful.
I cannot believe you don't know her name. One of the best actresses
I had two babies.
But you remember that heifer Meryl Streep.
I love Meryl Streep.
I hate her.
I love her.
You know who I love though?
Who?
Her daughter. Mammy Gamba Goomba Goomba, whatever her name is.
How do you know her daughter?
Her daughter is a fabulous actress.
Really?
Nothing like her mother. She can really act.
Oh my God.
I'm a big fan of Meryl Streep's daughter.
This is sacrilege.
She was on.
The woman has 172 Oscars.
See, I don't care how many Oscars she got. I wouldn't wipe
this
my
woman
butt
is
with
bored
that
one. By the Oscars. Let's put it that way.
I don't like her. I don't like Meryl Streep.
All
I told
right,
you this.
Fine.
I agree with Katharine Hepburn.
Love.
I agree with Katharine Hepburn.
She never did surgery and neither did Jackie Kennedy.
No, Katharine Hepburn didn't like Meryl Streep.
Oh.
She said in an interview, she goes, you could see her thinking, and I agree with her.
Wow.
I agree with Katharine Hepburn. It's true. Everything, if for those of you who aren't really into the arts,
well,
you
she
can
would
tell.
Know.
You could, but like, I could, like, when I watch Meryl Streep, she leaves me cold because I could see all the technical stuff.
I feel that way about Cate Blanchett.
I disagree. I like
it. Oh, my God. When are we going to talk about my children?
Well, you keep veering off the topic.
You're right. I got criticized last podcast. That's
why.
That's why I didn't do a podcast all the time. Because I was crying. I was so hurt. Someone said all I did was interrupt
you. No, we didn't do a podcast. I'm going to take the blame this time around. I was working on a project.
Because I was depressed.
I was working on a project. And then I also, because my clients have been all flaky, I've had to take, like, I was offered my old job back at the bar. At a legendary bar here in Manhattan, doing security work.
I should tell them so they could come look at
you. No, anyway, I am back at the bar. So between the bar, this project
it
I was working on,
and
my
kind of
whatever. Anyway, it's a nightmare. I'm so dying to get out of there already. Let me tell you something. The first two
you
days,
look handsome.
Wait, thank you. The first two shifts that I did, I was like, oh, things have changed a lot. Than the last time I worked, things have gotten better. By the end of my first week there, I was like. Different cast, but the same horrible Chuck Pratt script. I swear you not. I am so dying to get out of there already.
So what are you going to do?
Those
work through
queens
Christmas?
Are driving me crazy. Well, we'll see if they don't piss me off.
All right.
If they don't piss. But they want me to work New Year's. New Year's is a family holiday.
All right.
New Year. Let me tell you something. I was raised Christmas, Thanksgiving, year, the holidays, whatever. But New Year's is a big family holiday for me. When I was little, all the cousins used to get under one roof. I have never, on New Year's Eve, not been with my family.
May I make a humble
what?
Comment?
About what?
I'm not seeing the problem with your bar asking you to work on New Year's Eve.
What do you mean?
It's a bar. It's the
no,
biggest
no, no, no,
night
no, no,
of
no,
the
no, no.
year.
But you're not listening to what I'm saying. I spend New Year's with my family. That's a family holiday. My mother would be very hurt if I'm not with her. I don't want to be with her. Why would I want to be with a bunch of queens? I don't know.
I would suggest
no.
maybe. Maybe.
No.
Not working at a bar. Or the second you sign up to work at the bar, saying New Year's Eve is off limits.
No.
That's just a humble suggestion.
Because there's other problems going on there. There's this bartender. How
dare they?
How
dare they ask me to work on New Year's Eve?
It's true. I don't want to
do night of the year at this
and
bar.
Where do you go to New Year's Eve? Where do you spend New Year's Eve?
Listen, I got two babies, and for the past 2 years, I've been on my ass and on a couch.
All right, well,
New
then,
Eve.
Yeah. How would you like it all
and
of a sudden
to
somebody
mention,
tell you that you have to work
mention,
on New Year's
on
Eve?
On Friday, that was my 17-year anniversary from not drinking.
Kudos to you.
Kudos.
Kudos. Kudos. Whatever.
Gosh darn.
Wait. 17 years?
It really is.
Damn, you that old?
Shut up! I reminded my uncle that at Thanksgiving. He goes, you quit drinking at 10? I was like, yep. Mm-hmm, yep,
oh,
I did.
Oh, your uncle's very generous.
He's so sweet. I love
he's
him.
He's very generous.
If he wasn't my uncle, I'd be attracted to him. Listen, he's not my blood uncle. He's my man's uncle.
That's,
and he's my man's uncle, not even by marriage. So we are nowhere near related.
That's still creepy to me, girl.
Why is that creepy? Because I'm Latin. That's creepy. He's older. He's distinguished. He's an artist.
Look, I'm that's creeping me out. Anyway,
what?
Wait,
really
wait.
Is creeped
no,
out.
I'm proud
that
of you.
That should
I wanna
be a
give
storyline about my children.
Look, everybody knows that I... See, you make everybody...
We have some
wait,
friends on the blog that have quit drinking and had a hard time.
You make people think that I'm an alcoholic and I'm not.
I never said alcoholic. Why did I say that?
Because you make it sound like all I do is go out drinking and I don't. Wait, I want to set the record straight.
Listen, I never thought that about you.
I want to set the record straight with everybody. I am a social drinker.
You are self-conscious. I never said that about you ever. I love you to death. And I know you're not a problem drinker.
Oh my God, you're taking me serious. Don't be so serious.
I'm a problem drinker. I had a problem. I don't think you ever had a problem. I would never do that to you.
Why are you so serious?
Because that's more serious to me, baby.
I know, but I was just saying, but we only joking. Relax. Let me explain my point. No, I want everybody to know that I'm just a social drinker. I only started drinking 10 years ago, and I only drink when I go out. I have no alcohol
really
at home. Yeah, yeah.
Holy cow.
Because of that Queen Alice. He was a bad influence.
At 50?
You wish. You wish. Don't even play that.
You just made a whole joke about me.
I know, because you're Regis Philbin and I'm Kelly Ripa.
Fine.
All right, so wait. So I'm a social drinker. I only drink when I go with my friends. I only drink when I go with my friends. I don't have any alcohol at home. And to be honest, I don't even like drinking. I drink the same boring drink. I don't even like.
Why are you explaining something that doesn't need to be explained?
No, because I'm gonna get to this point. So the bar that I'm working at is one of the bars that I used to hang out with.
Yes.
And there's a bartender there who he was my bartender. Mm-hmm. And now he doesn't understand why I don't like talk to him. And it's like, dude, you were my bartender and I was your customer. We weren't friends. And I told you things that if I would have known I was going to be working there, I would have never told you because I don't want nobody in that place knowing my business. And I feel bad because it's not that I don't want to be his friend, but our opportunity for us to become friends, that door closed years ago when we first met because we didn't meet at the bar. We met somewhere else. We met on a project we were working on.
Okay.
And I'm not going to front. He's hot. I'm interested. I thought was a really nice, mature guy. And but he's supposedly straight. So, you know, I respect that. When a guy tells me...
He's not straight?
Look, I'm not... I can't even go into that.
Is he married with children? Is that the problem?
He's with a woman and he has a kid.
Oh.
But...
I hit the nail on the head.
But everybody at the bar... See, but this is the thing. And no, but just straight guys that work at gay bars. But the thing is...
I didn't say that.
But listen, the thing is, people are, you know, and people are whispering. And people say things like... You know,
sexy.
And they're like, oh, and they say things like, and I'm like, yo, he's straight. Why are you like, and they're like, yeah, straight, whatever. And they're like,
ooh.
See, and then I feel bad because that's, you know, at one point I thought of him, you know, as somebody that I cared about. And I don't like when people diss people that I'm, you know what I mean? Not that it's a diss.
That's not a diss, baby.
No, I'm saying
it's probably
respect.
True.
Look, all I'm saying is respect. I respect people. If you tell me that you're straight, I'm assuming that you're being honest with me. And I'm going to respect that. But see, now I'm finding out.
We should do a reader's poll.
Wait.
I'm going to do a poll.
Do you want me to finish the story or not?
Yes, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
I
don't
want
to be depressed again for a month and a half that I interrupted you. Go
so,
ahead.
So, right, I respect that. I'm not one of those guys that wants to try to convert somebody or to seduce somebody or change somebody over. If you tell me you're straight, you're straight. And I just believe that. See, now I'm hearing something. And then there's some other bartender that you're like this with. They're like inseparable. Mm-hmm. They even dress alike at times. And it's mm-hmm. really freaking me out. So I take a step back now, and I don't really talk to him, and he doesn't mm-hmm. understand. And I try explaining to him, like, dude, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I'm not going to front. If you are curious, then why not me?
That's
what's pissing me off. Of course! Of course, yo! My sister was like, well, he can't help who he's attracted. And I'm like, well, why can't he be attracted to me? I'm much better looking than this guy.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. I agree with you. I think you are. I think you're hot.
Oh, but nobody hits on me. That's the other thing.
I don't
work out at a
it.
Gay gym.
I don't believe it.
Well, not a gay gym, but I don't know. In New York City, every gym's probably
him.
Gay. Because only gay guys love to work out. Straight guys really let themselves go, don't they, girl?
Yes,
what
they
is that
do.
About? I don't get that.
I don't get it either.
That's how you could tell. If you see a guy and he's like got like a perfect model-looking face and he's gorgeous-looking, but his body's for crap, you know he's straight. Because any gay boy that have a face like that would be at the gym
unless
working out.
Unless he's from the Midwest. Because they got some closeted gay folk that are
I know,
are
but
depressed.
When they come to New York, they start working out, girl. Those
or
Midwest
California.
Boys. Yeah, or, well, I don't, I've never
even
been
straight
there.
Men when they go to California work out because you have to.
But so that pisses me off, though.
I'm sorry,
and nobody
Bobby.
Hits me. Wait, but so nobody hits on me. You know who hits on me? Girls. Oh, my God. I
and
was working at a bar.
And you never talk about girls. You don't. I said, we sat in the car, and about two, three men walked by.
Wait, that, I was saying, this woman, come on.
She's a vieja.
She's not.
With roots. She got white roots and bright red
hair. And she's wearing pink sweatpants.
A brown dress coat.
And her hair's frumpy. No makeup.
Running sneakers that look like they're from 1972.
Okay, every girl that comes by, I'm gonna point her out.
We were in a very hip part of Brooklyn, and you did not comment on the lovely ladies.
There was no lovely ladies.
Not in Williamsburg. When? In Williamsburg, when we were in Williamsburg,
there were no lovely ladies there.
He's a liar.
All right, every girl that comes by, I'm gonna point out. Anyway, so this girl hits on me, and you know what she did?
She felt up your ass?
No, that happened when I worked at G Bar. I used to work at G Bar.
She tickled the testicles?
The girls did, because most of the staff at G Bar, well, not most of the staff, but a lot of guys that worked there were
straight. She put a finger in your ear?
A lot of the guys that worked at G Bar were straight, so the women
she licked your toes? You asked me, what did she do?
Nothing.
We gotta talk about our children, and this is a G-rated show. PG, maybe. Tell them what she did.
Wait, no.
Just keep it clean. All right, let's talk about can we talk a little bit about All My Children?
I would love to talk a lot about All My Children. I'm loving All My Children. It's the rest of you guys that don't seem to be liking it.
Who ain't liking it?
I'm looking at all of you. All of you. And look, I understand your frustration. I understand why you know, in this day and age of everybody having attention deficit disorder, I can understand how it's boring in you.
Just like Damon.
But for me, yeah, just like Damon. Everything's going to be like, just like Damon.
That's right.
Look, for me, when I look at All My Children, I'm enjoying what I'm seeing. I'm enjoying the fact that the scenes are longer, that they're character-driven. And am I happy about Ryan and Greenlee? No. But at least the dialogue is better. At least the scenes are better. I mean, I think back to what happened when Kendall thought that Zach was dead. What happened? She jumped into bed with Adam. And then what happened when Ryan and Kendall thought Greenlee died? They like jumped into bed. Here Zach died, and we were treated with some really powerful scenes. Well, Alicia Minshew.
I sort of agree, but go ahead.
Anyway, I look at that, and that's a hell of a lot better than what McTavish and Pratt were giving us.
I was so mad about it.
I'm enjoying. Why?
I'm gonna tell you why.
Why?
Because I'm so effing sick. If someone came to the door and said your husband was dead, I would not be like, no, he's not. He's coming home. He's going to be through that door. You don't freaking do that. You do that after the fact. You don't do that. You take it in. No, it's
dramatic
dumb.
Effect, girl.
They did that with Miranda and Bianca. Remember when they were telling that Bianca's baby was dead or something? What was that scene with her and Babe?
McTavish. I try to forget.
It was like the same thing. It was like, she's okay.
And supposedly she's cute. Look at
she's
her.
She's not hot at all.
All
right, fine. So listen. I'm tired. She's not hot either. You're right.
See, thank you. All right.
I'll give you a point there. All right. But you are pretty generous with the men looks. I'm telling you right now.
Oh my God.
You're very generous.
I am not
you
generous.
You can see a hobo be like, oh my God, he's hot.
You're attacking my personal taste in guys. I have an eclectic taste.
Attacking?
There's a lot of guys
that
don't find attractive.
That's a fighting word. I'm not attacking
you're the
you.
First, let me tell you, you're the first
I'm
person.
I'm having fun with you.
You're the first person who's ever told me that. Yeah. Everybody tells me that I'm too picky, and you're the first person to tell me that I seem to like everything when I don't.
Will you listen back
have
to these
podcasts?
Have you even
looked at the guys on my... Wait,
will you
have you ever
back?
Been on my Facebook page and even look at my collection
no,
of guys?
No, I don't
that
need to. I sit with you in a car once every three
See,
months.
She didn't even look
and
at
I
my Facebook page.
And I see you picking out man after man after man. And some of them are darn fugly. That's
they
what I'm
saying. They are not.
Some
no
of them
guy,
are fugly. Some of them are skinny like toothpicks.
She got no
some
taste.
Some of them have acne.
She got no taste.
Some of them have gray hair.
She got no taste.
There's nothing wrong with gray hair. I don't know why I said that. But anyway, listen. I'm sick of the whole soap. No, he's okay. He's fine. He's going to walk through the door. You're so dumb. Just stop. I hate that. I want to see someone get hit with the news and crumble right there. And the fact that the directors had her pacing all over the place. I wanted just a good old-fashioned come and give the news. And I didn't want it to be Ryan. I hate Ryan so much. I hate him. I thought it was lame. Then they have her crying, standing up. It's like, let her go to the bed where she and Zach made love, made babies. You know, let her be there. Let her.
She's
come.
Hot.
Let her. Circle back, lady.
This woman has to be 100 years old and she's hunchback.
Let her be fetal position for 3 days on a bed. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't like the writing. I didn't like it. It wasn't real to me. It picked up a day or two later when she was able to have her breakdown. But it was just weird. It was like, it was weird to me. It didn't feel real at all.
See, and I liked it, and I'll tell you why. Because I remember when she thought that Zach was dead, when Greenlee and Zach were missing, and she fell into, you know, Adam's penis. So for me, this is better. See, that's the way I have to look at all my children.
That's bullshit.
I think it's good. No, I disagree with you. I think this is good.
You happy with the state of things in this country?
Huh?
You happy with the state of things in this country?
I've never been happy with the state of things in the country. That's why I want to go to Canada.
I want to go to Canada, too. I'm trying to make a point, but I don't have a good point to make. I'm thinking like...
Look, I look at what I enjoy. I enjoy it.
All right,
I enjoy her performance.
This.
I enjoyed seeing... Wait, let me say this.
You
I enjoy...
Wait.
I just let you speak. Let me speak.
Can I finish my point? All right,
go ahead.
You have Idi Amin rules the country, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you get Saddam Hussein. He's a little better. He doesn't mass murder quite as much, so you think it's good?
I cannot believe that you're comparing the New Head Riders to Chuck Pratt and Megan McTavish. They are like light years away
they
from Megan McTavish.
They could stand improving because the show is missing some heart for me.
Wait.
Go ahead. You're right.
I never said that. See, that's what you don't understand. I'm not saying
you
that the show
good.
Is perfect.
You think it's good.
I'm enjoying it.
That's,
I'm enjoying
there's nothing
it.
Wrong with that.
Who's that? Is that Shadow?
I don't think so. Hold on.
It's not that Queen Ellis.
Hello?
Now it's her who's getting phone calls during the podcast.
Hello? Hello?
Who is it? You don't know the number? What's that number?
It's not. It's a 347. That's not Shadow.
It's
we only answer
347-553-8412. Who is that?
No, it's a telemarketer because they hung up as soon as they heard me say
I never
words.
Said...
As soon as they heard you say that Queen Ellis, they hung up. It must have been that Queen Ellis.
Look, I'm not saying that there isn't room for improvement. I'm not saying that it's flawless. I didn't say any of that. What I'm saying is, for the first time in so many years, I can sit down there without wanting to take a gun and shoot the TV like that guy did during Bristol Pain. Did you hear about that?
That's funny.
I would love to meet that old man. He cracked me up when I heard that on Chelsea Lately. That was hysterical. But anyway, all I'm saying is that even now, for all these weeks since Kendall's come back, she's been... used as I don't even know how to describe this whole thing of her trying to meddle in Ryan, getting Ryan to get that. Now she's gotten her own storyline, and I enjoy seeing Alicia being Kendall. I enjoyed the scenes with Erica. I know you don't think that her and you, Bianca, have chemistry, and I'll agree with you in this sense. If Eden had been playing the part, she would have turned it out because Eden and Dawn CK had a lot of chemistry. This
Ooh,
girl doesn't
yeah.
have the history. This girl has this history. I didn't think
or
she did
talent.
A horror. Look, I'm not going to go there, but...
Why not? This is the Pie Maddie podcast.
Well, because you hate her. I don't hate her. Huh?
The guy from Modern Family.
That's so mean. See, I don't think he's hot.
You never played that game? You see something that looks like a famous person, you're like, that's that person?
I don't think he's hot.
No, he's not hot. He's the fat gay guy.
Okay, I don't think this one's hot either.
Who's actually straight in real life. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted one more time.
You don't like her. I don't mind her. I don't think she's as good as Eden. But considering the horrendous actresses that we've had on All My Children the last few years, I don't think she's that bad.
Why is everything qualified with, it's not as bad as?
Because.
It needs to be good. I'm sorry. It's, if you can.
Baby steps, girl. Baby steps.
No.
We're getting a new, we're getting a new, we're getting a new Marissa. Baby steps.
When you have to say that it's better than, that doesn't keep a show on the air, and you know that. It has to be
look,
good.
All
I'm
I know
so merit.
Is that I got things to look forward to.
I
see
do too.
Hope.
I agree.
I see a light at the end of the tunnel.
I agree with you.
I found the crack. I don't think he's hot. He looks like Pee Wee Herman.
He does. Come on, don't
What's
be mean.
What that hair do?
Don't be mean. Stop it. The
windows and that
are,
outfit.
The windows are open, you mother. You mother effer. Come
what
on.
What a queen.
Don't say that. I don't
and
like
And I can
that.
Say that because I am
not
one.
Nice. Come on.
So wait. So, no.
We only pick on people when they don't know we're picking on them.
There has not been one hot girl. Okay, he's not attractive.
Finish your
Ooh,
point.
No, he's cute.
See what I mean?
All right, anyway. I got things to look forward to. I got new Marissa, who, if she does anything like she did on As the World Turns, she's fierce. I'm sorry.
Fierce.
But you know what? It's not going to take much to beat old Marissa.
And you're going to say, it's better than old Marissa.
Yeah, she will be better than Omarosa.
It's better than olive oil.
As much as I miss my hottie hottie.
Scott. What's his name again?
I forgot already. What was his name?
Holy cow.
Shoot, I already forgot.
It wasn't Dorsey K. Ugh. It was
like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm glad Dorsey K's gone.
It wasn't Michael Knight. It was Adam. Adam Mayfield.
Oh. As much as I'm gonna miss my Adam Mayfield, I'm so looking forward to Daniel Cosgrove coming on as Scott. And he's not new Scott because he's actually old Scott.
Look to your right, I'll give it to you.
You think that's hot?
I don't think it's hot. I thought you would say he was cute.
No! Look what he's wearing!
He's wearing tights and shorts. Blue and bright blue.
What straight guy wears tights and shorts?
That's a straight guy, though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a straight guy. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Anyway.
Fine.
Look, I'm looking forward to... And I still think the Annie and JR stuff is brilliant. They are the way they're pacing this out and taking their time and them trying to really get to know each other.
You need some spicy Annie back. She's missing.
No. All right, I'm going to tell you, you know what scenes I like?
I like when she's being a bitch.
Yeah, but
crazy.
I think she has been being a bitch. I love the scenes with her and Kobe when she made Kobe realize that that she likes Asher. Those scenes were fool.
See,
you can't talk if you're missing the good scenes.
I'm missing a lot.
Let me tell you, those scenes with her and Kobe were fierce. Because she was trying to be nice to Kobe.
I know he's gonna say.
She was trying to be nice to Kobe, mm-hmm. And Kobe was giving her that little snotty attitude. I don't care what you say. I love Kobe.
I love her now too.
This Kobe's fabulous.
No.
When she gets all Miss Prissy Bitchy, I love her.
I know. I can say when I'm wrong. She's good.
She was all up into Annie's face being like, yeah, you mean like the way you love my father, the way you love Scott, blah, 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 blah. And then Annie said, I forgot what it was. Annie says something and she goes, yeah, why are you bringing up Asher? And then Annie looked at her and Annie said, I didn't say Asher. Why are you mentioning Asher? It's just like, and Annie got her and it was fabulous. See, I'm saying scenes like that we would have never gotten from Pratt and McTavish. Another scene I like, and I don't know if you saw these scenes, the scenes with Kendall and Annie, when Kendall invited Annie for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah,
I enjoyed all those scenes.
Because you knew that those Zach scenes, was going to die.
Wait, no,
though.
No. It wasn't that, girl. You know why I enjoyed the scenes?
Why?
Because it was maturely written. Because you know what? These characters have to move forward and get over what happened in the past. And it wasn't like they didn't acknowledge the past. Kendall even told her, look, I know we haven't, you know, we have all this history, but it's Thanksgiving. Frankenstein's right. Our kids need to get along.
All right.
And it was beautiful scenes. There were six scenes throughout the whole episode with these two characters, you know, and I just enjoyed all that.
Okay.
I enjoyed those scenes. That's what I'm saying. I look at the stuff that I'm enjoying, and there's a lot that I'm enjoying on All My Children, which I couldn't say that even 2 years ago.
All right.
So I love those scenes. You didn't like those scenes? Did you see those scenes?
Can I close the window just a little? I'm so cold. Okay.
Those scenes, I still watch
a little bit with peripheral vision.
You know, you can't
keep vacuuming.
These characters have to move forward. I thought it was really mature. It's not like Kendall and her are going to be friends.
Clipping my toenails.
Anyway, I love those scenes. I know everybody's not liking Asher, but I like Asher.
No, I like Asher.
I like it. Look, I'm not going to lie. He ain't going to be doing Hamlet on Broadway anytime soon.
I thought it was Madea.
No, that's for women.
Oh, for women.
He's not going to be doing Hamlet. But you know what? He's got something for me. I like him. I don't mind him. I don't think... I mean, is he a great actor? No. Is he as good as Damon? No. But you know what he has? He has potential.
Chutzpah.
No, he has potential. I think that if he keeps it up, he'll grow. He'll learn from this. More so than Cameron Matheson ever did.
Oh, please.
I think he has it. And I think, you know, I think he has chemistry. I think he has chemistry with Kobe.
You know what? This would make me watch All My Children. Wow. Every time he opened his mouth and started complaining, someone slapped him.
I love that.
I would be so happy. I would watch every day.
Anyway, and I like, as much as I don't necessarily like Caleb, I do like the
You mean fat Caleb?
What did I tell you about calling people fat? I don't like that.
You just made fun of 8 people in a row to their face.
I didn't say they were fat.
You said they were ugly.
Well, they are. They can't help that. They're ugly.
Well, Caleb's fat.
He's not. You know what he is?
Pleasingly plump.
He's robust.
How about rotund? What?
Muffin top.
He's a bit of a muffin top.
That's it.
He's a bit of an apple.
You know, he didn't look like that on Damages, and he was on Damages just 2 years ago. I don't know what happened.
He let go.
In 2 years? Look, what I'm saying is...
What?
I do like the Asher and Caleb scenes.
Yes.
I mean, I do think there's a lot of flaws in these storylines. Like, I don't understand why, if Palmer knew that Asher was his, like, relative, he didn't pull him out and bring him to the town earlier.
No, I agree.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they didn't think this through in that sense. I refuse to believe that Palmer had all these relatives and he didn't, like, you know, especially because, I mean, yes, he wasn't really warmed up, like, giving a warming invitation when Dixie and her brother showed up the first time around.
Will Cooney.
But eventually he became close to both of them and he brought them into the family and they were very important to him. So I refuse to believe that he had all this family that he didn't like, you know what I mean? So there's definitely flaws, but you know what? At least I'm enjoying the storyline and the scenes. I'm enjoying the scenes like when JR came to get Asher from the house and he told Caleb, he's coming home with me, your family. I love those scenes. I love when JR's telling him, your family now, you can stay as long as you want. It's those little moments that I'm thinking, this is my own, my children. You know what scenes I like too? And I'm not going to lie. I still think that Jamie Lunar, you're a sweetheart, girl. You a sweetheart and a trooper, and if you were playing any other character but Liza, I'd probably enjoy you on All My Children, but you are no Liza Kobe. You will never be Liza Kobe, okay?
Why are you calling her a sweetheart? She's a bitch.
No, she's nice in real life, I heard.
Really?
Yeah, she's really nice. But I gotta tell you, I still enjoy these moments where, and it has to be Lorraine, because only Lorraine knows the history. The scene where her and Opal had the fight.
Yeah.
That moment. Yeah, you're right. The whole show is not perfect. Do I want to see Ryan and Greenlee? No. But when I see that one moment, it makes me cry.
When they brought the history up
and she got all in Liza's face and Liza turned around and gave it right back to her. She goes, you're going to talk about mothers and daughters when you exploited your daughter? I mean, for those of you who don't know, Opal was not
the nice person she is now. She made Jenny work at Foxy's, which is a glorified strip club because she wanted Jenny to be a model.
Let me explain something for those of you who don't know the history. Opal wasn't supposed to be on. Opal was supposed to be on her for a short time. She was supposed to come on and be as evil as Ray Gardner, and the Martins were supposed to take Jenny in the way they did Tat. What happened was Dorothy Lyman was so good in the role.
And so rootable.
That Agnes,
as bad as she was being, you rooted for her.
Yeah, you understood her. You got her. So Agnes had to, like, soften the character up a little bit and keep the character on because the fans love her.
She just made her three-dimensional, I would say. Not so much soften her, but, like, you gave her three sides.
Yeah, you got it, like, so, like,
and
so,
when she was seducing Langley, ooh, yeah, I loved it.
Yes. So, see, this is when scenes like that happen.
And Langley didn't have a pot to piss in.
When scenes like that happen, it breaks my heart. It brings back. She's not Liza. I wish Beth Chamberlain was paying it. But at least they're using the history. At least all of a sudden, these two characters, you could tell that these two people know each other and they know how to push each other's buttons. That's what I want to see more of. When she was laying in bed, in the hospital bed with, what's his name? Tat's son. Damon. When she's lying in bed with Damon and Damon was talking to her and they had this really mature scene when they were relating and she brought up the past and she said, you know, I wasn't always good, you know, God, in high school.
Scene.
Oh my God. See,
that's what I'm saying though.
The scene was beautiful. She mentioned the fact that she used to be a bitch in high school and that she did things. And I wish she would have said your Aunt Jenny, you know, but she didn't mention it like that. But she talked about her past. That's what I love. That's All My Children to me. The fact that when Tad saw that she was like, you know, like when Tad, I don't know if you saw it, when Tad, see, this is the thing. When Zach died, how it affected everybody in town. Everybody heard and they were like, oh my God, Liza was upset.
Because she slept with him when he first came to town.
Yeah, and she did fall in love with him. And Tad said, I know how you feel about him. And Tad was there for her. Even though they have all this like tension between them, you still, like, that, these scenes are more human. I'm not going to say that I want Ryan and Greenlee together. I'm not going to say that I want to see Ryan at all. But you know what? At least the scenes between the two of them are being well written. It's not the kind of crap that we were getting when Pratt was writing it. So I'm just trying to enjoy what I can from it. That's all. I'm not saying it's perfect. If I was writing it, there's still tons of things that I would change.
Yeah.
I would still be bringing back more old characters. I would still be the fact, it still annoys me that Frankie's not being used and him and
that
Scott,
doesn't annoy me.
Him and Scott were friends growing up.
That's true.
And that I understand, like, I understand that you grow up, your lives go separate ways. But you know what? Their friendship, his mother died of AIDS. That's something you don't forget. When you're kids and you're dealing with an illness like that, that's something that bonds you for life. Yeah. You may grow apart and whatever, but when you're back in the same town, the fact that they never even show Frankie and him together as friends or help, you know what I mean? There's still a lot of that that I'm upset about. Because you see on One Night to Live, that doesn't happen. Everybody's in everybody else's life. Everybody's in everybody else's business.
I know,
you don't
but
watch
I'm watching
One Night to Live.
I'm watching it right now. I'm trying.
Well, let me tell you something.
I tried
you're
like
missing
one or two
out
episodes.
A lot.
I tried one or two episodes.
You're missing out a lot because One Night to Live, I will say that One Night to Live is hot as it was when the hoes and the moes were on.
Can we talk about it?
And
you know what? What?
Okay, go ahead.
Can we save it?
All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jordan Hudson.
Well, I'm talking about what I love about all my children.
I agree with some of what you said.
Let's talk about what you don't like.
Oh, where do I start? I actually took some notes.
All right, let's go. Let's hear. Tell them what you don't like. Because I told them what I don't like. I don't like Ryan.
I don't like Greeley and Ryan making love. It made me want to vomit. And I did. I had a little kerchief with me as I was watching because it kept coming up. Like reflux. He was wearing a t-shirt. Where are they supposed to be stranded? Can you tell me where?
I don't know.
I would assume it's on the East Coast, somewhere north. Mm-hmm. It's probably pretty cold in November. Mm-hmm. He was wearing a t-shirt. Did they pack blankets before they left? Like, where do you think those blankets came from that they made love on?
In the cave.
All right, fine.
Because like, one finds blankets in caves.
And who was that Nick guy?
Who?
The Nick guy that had evidence that Greeley was innocent. Who the F was he? And where the hell did he come from?
He used to be on Guiding Light years ago.
Where did he come from in the scene? You don't know, right? You can't tell me that? Why can't you tell me that? You didn't watch it?
I watched it, but I don't get it. It's all boring me to tears.
Fine. Why couldn't he have walked in while Ryan was doing Greeley doggy style? That would have been an entrance.
And what, join in and have a menage a trois?
No, I don't need that. I'm just saying. That would have been more realistic. Instead, they're fully clothed. Ryan actually put on a sweater. And what?
No.
He's not hot. Don't worry
about
it. I
know, he's not hot.
I'm creeped out by Riley and Greeley, and I will make one allusion. I happened to turn to One Life to Live. I happened to change the channel when Rex and Gigi were, like, making love for the first time
oh,
in, like,
gross.
82 years.
Gross.
They were so ridiculous and pathetic. She was like, oh, my God, why haven't we done this before? This was so great. This was so, so great.
She's a horrible actress.
Let's do it again. It was so good.
I despise her.
Oh, my God, Rex, I miss you so much. You were so good in bed. It was ridiculous. I don't know who's paying this girl. I can't even talk about it. At least
that's One Night to Live. Say
fine,
that.
You're right. I was freaking freezing watching those scenes. I'm sorry. I can't say it enough. It just makes me mad. So I like that. That's what I like. I like Greeley's mommy sweater. They got her wearing some weird clothes nowadays, don't they? Some weird style, like zippers and long things. And I thought the whole thing was ridiculous. What else are we talking about? Zach dying.
I like the last Zach scene, right? Well, see, I'm going to tell you this.
What? You're getting ready to cry.
I am not, you know this for a fact, I am not a Zach and a Kendall fan.
Nope.
But for those of you who are Zach and Kendall fans, that's the way you do an exit. I have to give the writers prop. The way they chose to handle it, everything about it, I thought was brilliantly done. All the flashback scenes when they had the montage. Because soaps don't do that no more. And they showed that montage of all the Zach and Kendall moments and
stuff. Well, they also had her have a dream.
Yeah, they also had, I mean, everything
I
about.
I didn't see it coming. Did people know that Zach was leaving? Like,
Yeah, it was in the news. It was on Daytime Confidential.
I like not knowing.
No, I like not knowing, too.
Because I'm like,
that's why.
And I watch it backwards. I watched it backwards.
I always watch my episodes out of
order. And it was great. It was great because I wanted to see why this thing happened.
But look, what I'm saying is, that's the way you treat a soap couple.
It was good.
That's not what Pratt did when Greeley went over on a motorcycle and then all of a sudden Kendall and Ryan are having sex. Mm-hmm. That's not how you treat it. The way they handled this. So you got to, as much as you upset that Zach's gone, you got to at least give props that that's the way you handle it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I think everything about the way they're doing this has been beautiful. It's sad to see him go. I mean, I cried for her. The soup made fun of it, though.
Oh, he did. What did they
say?
You
know, because you know that scene where, I don't know, what was it that Kendall was holding?
Oh, yeah. She was holding, like,
she was holding
a
something,
doll, and one of Spike's dolls or
something.
And
yeah, and she came down, but I didn't realize it until the soup pointed it out. They were like, puppetry of the penis. Because if you look at the shadow, it looks like she's holding her
junk.
That's
my point. That's my point. Oh,
it was on this Friday soup.
Good.
And he goes like this. He goes, watch the shadow. And I'm like, what could he possibly? Oh, and then as she's coming down, it does look like she's holding her junk.
There's love about children on the soup. Someone watches it on the soup.
It looks like she's holding her junk. I was like, oh, that's
does that not support Ashley Mendoza's astute point about the directing of the scene? It doesn't make any sense. Why would she be in the hallway clutching a dumb doll? They deserve that because that's stupid.
Well, you know what?
Have her be catatonic. Have eight people around her stroking her tears.
Somebody should have noticed the shadow because it did look like
do you remember
know.
About last night, the movie?
With Demi Moore?
Yes.
Girl, I saw that once like 90,000 years
ago
when it came out.
Me?
I can't remember
I saw
it
like 82 times. There's a scene where she's broken up with Rob Lowe. She absolutely loved him. You could tell they loved each other. And
you know it's based on a play.
Yes.
Sexual Perversity in Chicago.
Which was a much better play.
Yeah.
Much better script. It was kind of rough, though. You couldn't probably make a movie of it because it was very explicit. Long story short, there's a scene in the movie where Demi Moore's character is just going through this is going through this grieving process. And she's sitting there. And I never forget the scene. I don't know why. Her friend, who's the one, not Margaret Collin, the other woman. I don't know, the woman who plays her friend. She's like sassy as some crap. She is sitting there and it's just like a musical montage. But she's holding her friend as her friend's just crying. It makes me cry a little bit because that's what you do. You just cry. And luckily, she was lucky because she had a girlfriend to just sit there and wipe her face and give her things. While she just literally sobbed in her arms. And this is like days after it happened. But she had to go through a grieving process. That's kind of what I wanted to see for Kendall. I don't need no bullshit. I don't need no talk. I don't need no this. I don't need no... No, he's not dead. He's fine. I just want to see her grieve the way you grieve.
Girl, stop harping in that. Move on.
You never harp.
Huh?
Like, you never heard about one point for 18,000 minutes.
You mentioned that. You didn't like that choice.
Fine.
You didn't like that choice.
So who else do you want to talk about with Zach and
Kendall? Wait, all right.
You
want to
talk about
David?
Dr. David coming back?
Well, look, that was a surprise.
That was ridiculous.
Because SoapNet, nobody broke that. Nobody knew that.
I agree.
I had to give them props. I was actually stunned because from all we knew, he's gone.
Yes.
So I didn't think they had the balls to do that. I will say this, though.
What?
It sucked that All My Children was preempted that one day because of President Obama speaking, because that episode should have been the Friday episode, which would have been a great cliffhanger. Instead, they had to air it Monday.
That's what happened. I was confused about the timing.
Yeah, the timing. And I'm hoping that tomorrow will be a Thanksgiving episode, being that they're an episode behind. Because, see, if they didn't do a Thanksgiving episode, this is what's irking me about All My Children.
They never do one.
Because you got to do... I'm going to say this a thousand times. Holiday episodes. That's a soap staple. You got to give us that. All right? These characters are like family to us. I'm sick of not having that.
I agree.
You know? General Hospital did it. One Night to Live kind of did it. Damn it.
He's disgusted.
I'm disgusted.
Can we go back
because
to
All My Children... All right, what did you think about that?
I thought it was awesome. I love when he walked in the courtroom. They had just given Greeny life in jail.
It was great soap. Great soap.
But he walked back.
And Ashley was telling me how ridiculous she thought it was, his things. But you know what? All his explanation.
These people don't see what we're saying.
He explained
the way in the courtroom, everything they did, and they showed little flash, killed himself, and blah blah blah.
But see, to me, that was brilliant because that was really David. I mean, this is the man who put Libidazoid in a boat.
Libidazone.
So everybody get horny and have sex with
each other. Libidazone.
Whatever. So this is perfect, David. I buy this. Am I glad he's alive? No.
You really buy this?
Because
the man had a fight with Ryan, knocked him out with a book, faked it, you know, put this drug and stuff and faked the whole thing.
She's not attractive.
And then, I agree. And then, like, messed up a room by hand. You don't think if there was literally a murder somewhere that a forensics team would not, like, try to uncover, like, you know, fibers in the furniture, that they wouldn't see a fingerprint, David's own fingerprints on the picture that he touched. I mean, all this was so stupid.
It's soap.
Has anyone ever in the history of history pretended to kill themselves and gotten away with it using some drug? Does that really happen? I mean, I know it happened to Romeo and Juliet, but does it really happen?
But this is the same man who drugged Maria and saved her life.
I'm not talking about that. I'm not saying it's out of character. I'm saying it's stupid.
I know, but
I'm so sick of it already. Why can't we have real things? I'm going through the worst time in my life right now with a fucking crazy person upstairs. I'm not even bleeping it. Absolutely out of her effing mind. She is bipolar, okay? It has gone beyond the beyonds. I'm trying to move people.
That's another reason that we've been the name of the podcast.
I'm trying to move, and I literally can't because this asshole put a lawsuit against my building.
Oh, my God.
So, which is totally not even make any sense. What she's claiming isn't even, it's going to get dismissed, but it's a pain in the ass because now I can't move because nobody wants to move into my freaking apartment. It's a nightmare, okay? It's real life crap that you couldn't make it up. So why do I have to watch David Hayward pretending to be dead? Why can't I? And someone actually, Ryan engaging with him every day, talking to him, yelling at him. Dude, I mean, not every day. When he comes back, Ryan spends like half an episode yelling at the guy saying, you did this and you did that and I'm going to kill you and I'm going to get you and I'm going to kill you. But I'm going to agree to the... I'm so sick of it. The man needs to be institutionalized. David Hayward's crazy. He's out of his freaking mind. He still thinks that Greenlee is better with him. He would go to jail to save her from Ryan and fake his own death. That's crazy. That's like insane behavior. So why do I got to watch this shit? It's not compelling to me. Well, you know why? Because every second that I watch, I say, he's crazy. Who the F cares? He's just nuts.
I know, but this is why I was glad that the character was killed off.
It's not driven. It's not like, what's his name? Clint from One Life to Live. It's not driven by...
We can't go to that yet.
But it's not... Can I just say one thing? It's not driven by like true human... Dark impulses. It's driven by insanity.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't... I can't put any stock in it.
Well, look. I'm going to say this. I still think... And I think that they still might kill him off. I think that gun... They showed in the coming trash some gunfight between him and Ryan. And we know Ryan's not
it
going
It could have
anywhere.
Happened soon enough.
I mean, I think it's ridiculous. I actually thought it was good that the character was gone and we were moving forward.
Me too.
As much as I thought, wow, that's a good twist. Yeah, and nobody thought... I still like... Because now, how do you explain, how can you justify, how can Mayor Blanco justify supporting this man now?
Thank you.
How can anybody in town be friends? How can he run the hospital? How
can
you've written the character in a corner now. He has to die.
Where does he go? Where does he go?
Where does he go from here? There's nowhere to go.
Rachel Hudson.
I mean, so, but before we move on to All My Children, there is one thing about All My Children that we haven't talked about, and I want to talk about it. Dr. Castillo.
Oh, we have to talk about him.
Let me tell you something. And I'm going to be upfront with you guys. Physically, Jordy doesn't do it for me anymore. Not that he's not good looking. He's good looking. But when he was on Jordy, the guy who plays Dr. Castillo, he used to be on Guiding Light. He won a Daytime Emmy from his work on Guiding Light. He's a great actor. Love him. I'm going to lie.
Good. He's great.
On Guiding Light, he was hot. But see, something that happens for me, as certain men get older, I find them even more attractive, or I find them all of a sudden attractive, like John Stamos. John Stamos did nothing for me in his younger years.
Beautiful,
but
now
he's hot as hell.
Now.
Or what's
so
his name
awesome.
From Grey's Anatomy? Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick Dempsey.
Another
and
one.
Also,
he was.
Would you say Rob Lowe? Because I would say I think he's much hotter.
No,
now.
Rob Lowe's hot both ways. I'm sorry,
yeah,
girl.
Right,
he's
yeah.
hot. He was hot when he was young. He's hot. It's a different kind of hotness,
like,
but it's
beautiful.
Still hot.
He's breathtaking.
He's
beautiful.
He's. I would have done him then. I'd still do him now. I mean, that's a. But Jordy doesn't do it for me like that anymore. He had when he was young. But he is hot. And let me tell you something even more important. He has chemistry with everybody. At this point,
I want him to be with Bianca.
This point,
I'm telling you right now.
At this point, I'd watch him and Opal going at it. Because him and Opal have some chemistry.
They sure do.
I would sure do a cougar thing. I really would.
Don't
I mean,
you think he has more chemistry with Chrishell?
Oh, yeah.
Amanda
it's,
than
No,
Jake?
But you know what? Once Kendall gets over the they will have chemistry. Because let me tell you something. As much as I didn't want Kendall to have sex with somebody when she found out Zach died, I'm not going to lie. When he came to visit her at the house, I wouldn't have mind them two going at it right there. They looked hot together.
Yes,
they
were.
Really looked hot.
Wow.
I mean, they looked hot. I mean, this is going to be a future super couple, people. They look good together.
Maybe.
They look really good together.
I see him with Greenlee too, though.
Girl, but this is what you need in a leading man.
Yeah.
Not Ryan. Not Frankenstein Jr. You need somebody who can act, who has sex appeal. That is one hot Latin Cuban man, girl.
Are
let me tell you.
Are we agreed that Jake and Amanda don't have chemistry? Because I don't see it. I don't. I feel like she's on perv. I feel like Chrishell is on perv alert every time she's in a scene with
Look,
that man.
I'm not going to lie. What he had when he first came on is gone. Whatever that spark was that we liked when he first came on, for me, it's gone. And I'll tell you when it went. When they made his character, when Chuck Pratt was writing his character as a misogynist.
Whore, yeah.
Look, I know that was years ago, people, but I can't get over that.
I know.
I told you that. I can't get over that.
At least he got a haircut.
Yeah.
Looks better.
Yeah. But you know
I
what?
I do
love the way they introduced the character.
I was
character.
Just going to say, we're on the same page, baby.
I love that. I love the way
this
they introduced
awesome.
The fact that Castillo has
laughing.
A connection. Because we were talking about this. If you're going to be bringing on people, they got to have connections, people. If they're not going to be family, there has to be connection. I was blown away by the fact that, A, he knows Jake, that that's the guy that his wife ran off with. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that he's David, and that he's David's protege. I love how they introduced him. It was great. He saved Opal, brilliant. This character is a three-dimensional character. He came in with guns a-blazing.
And a good actor.
Somebody said on the blog that they didn't think he was that good. I hate to break it to you guys. He's good. This guy can act. He won a daytime Emmy.
Are our bloggers feeling any love for Damon?
No.
I'm still loving that guy.
I'm missing Damon. They really have been showing him less and less. I think he's brilliant.
When he is with Jamie Luner, when he's with Liza, they have so much chemistry.
They do.
They do. Why won't they just shut up and F already?
I think it's going to head that. I think it's going
to
head that.
They need to F, for sure.
But I think it's brilliant the way they're going about it.
Me too.
If it was McTravish or Pratt, they would have rushed it. Yep. They would have made it like, no,
revenge.
This is the revenge. Like, no, this is
they're
two
gonna
characters.
Actually Kobe, be intrigued by each
Kobe,
other.
Yeah, Kobe and him are growing apart. He needs, you know what he needs?
He needs a good old lady effing.
Yeah, he needs a woman.
He needs a good cougar.
He needs
cougar.
A woman. Kobe.
A
Kobe,
good cougar effing. Cougar
see, this
effing.
Is what, this is why I, when you say that I'm, I
us
like,
cougars
lot,
know how to F.
There's a lot of things that I like about our children right now. And this is some of the reasons why. Because things are being thought out. You know, certain things are being, I know not everything's being thought
certain
out, but certain
are
things are being thought
like
out.
That court trial.
I know.
Forget it.
But certain things are being thought out. And I'm liking the fact that the way they went about creating this friendship between Asher and Kobe, how she's there for him. See, Damon doesn't need Kobe the way Asher does. And Kobe needs to be needed. That's always been her problem. She's never felt.
God, you are good.
And so, but not me. They're writing it that way. They're
no,
realizing
but you're
the
clever.
Character.
I didn't think of that. And you're
yeah.
right about that.
And Damon doesn't need her. Damon needs a woman.
So how are you explaining Annie now and JR? Because now they're going to get together.
No. Annie and JR, Annie's still fighting it. But what's happening is that they're discovering each other and they're getting a respect for each other. Mm. And this is what I'm talking about. You're saying that it needs to speed up or get hot, but I'm enjoying the fact that there's these moments.
I never
where,
said
wait,
that.
Listen,
did
listen,
I
listen,
ever
listen.
Say that?
Listen,
people, I didn't
there's
hear
this,
it.
There's these Rewind. Moments. There's these moments where they fall into it. And then she breaks away. Like that time where he got all excited and he kissed her in the office. And she's like, no, 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 no. She goes, we can't do this. She goes, this could jeopardize your thing with if Marissa found out. I'm enjoying this back and forth because you know what?
I need more effing. Sorry.
Because you know what? Because when Scott comes back, there's going to be trouble. Because let me tell you something. Daniel.
Where is Scott right now?
He's in jail still.
Technically?
Yeah. But what I'm saying is when Daniel Cosgrove comes back, I will be very shocked if him and Melissa Claire Egan do not have the kind of equal hot heat that her and JR do. Because Daniel Cosgrove is a really good-looking guy, and he's really, like, he's a good actor. And let me tell you something. He has some great chemistry with his leading lady. So I'm expecting a really hotter,
What's
more
he look like?
Balanced China. He's good-looking. Very. I mean, he's more mature now. But dimples for days, girl. Mm. Dimples for days. And you know what I like about him? He's funny. And there's nothing better, girls, than a man who can make you laugh, who's hot and sexy, but can put a smile mm-hmm, on your face. Mm-hmm. Put a smile on your face and a in your pants.
Listen, we haven't talked about Blind Angie. What's going on there?
Even shown them, I feel like, in the last few episodes.
But listen, I have some donut holes now to speak of. I don't know what's going on with them.
Jessie, she's still blind.
She has a normal baby, no Down syndrome, right?
No Down syndrome.
Which is a mistake.
Syndrome,
they should have a Down syndrome baby. Beautiful job on Glee with the Down syndrome. I love it. They should have a Down syndrome baby.
You know, they're there. They haven't. I feel like in the last few weeks, the show's been centered on Ryan and Greenlee and Zach dying and Rick Castillo's interest. I'm looking forward to Carla coming.
Carla?
Cara, Jake's ex-wife.
Carolyn.
Cara, they call her.
Why
it's Carolyn, but they call her Cara.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So she's a coming, and she's being played by that girl from Passions
who
can act. She's a coming. I haven't heard any other
casting.
Is
Madison going to get killed off at some point?
Who knows?
She's so pathetic.
They seem. You know what I gotta
she's
say that
pasty.
I've been enjoying?
I think she's pasty.
You know what I've been enjoying? No Randy. Have you noticed that?
God.
When was the last time Denise Vasilini was on? Ooh, knock on wood. I might have jinxed it.
Yeah, but I'm not into Frankie no more, neither. He's overacting. He's overacting
he's
city.
He's never there. He's never did that.
Yes, he was. Right, he was there right, when what's his name came on board, the hot Cuban doctor, and he was telling him, he was yelling at him, and then he was admiring his
moment.
Technique. I have a question for you.
What?
Why is every doctor that comes on board a cardiologist? Why? That's so stupid. Because
there's a lot of people with heart problems in Pine Valley.
And David was such a master and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, wait. So we haven't talked about one other thing I like.
What?
Loving Bobby East with the long hair.
Oh, she looks good.
Bobby East, keep that hair long, girl. It takes years off of you, girl. Keep that long hair. You look years younger.
Did you see Walt Willie fake wiping his fake tears when Marissa was yelling at David? That was pathetic.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with Walt Willie? He's so awful to watch.
I was so happy when he was off contract, and now he's
out of control. The head bobs are out of control.
You know what I wish they would do?
Give him a haircut.
No. I really wish.
Shave his eyes and make him walk backwards.
I really wish that they would talk to David Canary and have him come back for like a couple of months so they could really wrap up his storyline.
He's too good.
It's too in limbo.
It makes me angry.
It's still too in limbo.
He's too good at this stuff.
They need to put a, you know what I mean? They need to have a resolution.
Yes.
You know? Because Dave is not going to be around forever in real life. You know, he's up there in years. But then again, all my children may not be around forever.
I'm almost out of batteries. Do you want to talk about One Life to Live?
Okay, let's talk about One Night to Live. For me, One Night to Live has been hot the last few weeks. It has been exciting and hot the way it was when the Hoes and Moes were on. One reason was because the original Hoes are on now. Kim Zimmer and Eileen Kristen together as Reva and Roxy are
her on my screen. There we go. I miss her.
They old Hoes. They original Hoes. They are fabulous. They had scenes together and they were cracking me up. There's so much that I'm loving about One Night to Live right now. The whole twist with Destiny's storyline, brilliant. Brilliant.
I wish I'd seen
having
it.
Mama Evans on and Papa Evans on. Oh, my God. Such a nice twist. Such a nice twist. Loving everything about that. I'm loving badass Clint and badass Matthew. Oh, Matthew has become... Have you seen
but
what
Clint
that little kid's
like
doing?
But Clint is like the mafia now, isn't he?
Honey, he's Asa. That's really? I don't that care Asa? What any
I'm
of you say.
Asking,
yeah,
know.
I'm telling you, people. All you people don't seem to know One Life to Live history. Asa was not a nice man.
He was like
Asa
mafia?
Did no. He
like
was
hiring people to
honey,
beat people
he was
up
old
and
school.
Stuff?
Yeah, he was old school. South from the wow. from Texas. No, Asa was no. Asa was a badass, and
I
buy people
that's
like, oh, I don't buy it.
Know.
Clint has been heading in this direction for years. When him and Vicky finally broke up. Why did they break up? Because he was having issues with Joey's friend who was gay. Mm-hmm. And Vicky was not feeling this kind of like slight homophobia from Clint. That was not the man she knew. And that started the breakup with them. And because Clint was changing. Okay. He was becoming. And Clint's had his own issues over the years. His father manipulated him. His real love of his life, Maria, was taken away from him. And he didn't know he had his son, Cord. So Clint has issues. He has issues. Yeah. And he's not a good person. I mean, he cheated on Vicky with Echo all those years ago. And I love when they show those flashbacks. Woo! Those flashbacks are hot.
Why am I forgetting? Was she really on the show?
Yeah,
and
Kim
really
Zimmer played Echo. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so when they show those flashbacks.
Oh, I wish I could see that.
They show the flashback. The other day, Rex was asking Bo about it, and they show a flashback with her and Bob Woods, and it was fierce, and Bob Woods was cursing her out. I was like, work, I love, because soaps don't do that anymore. They rarely show flashbacks.
That must be really exciting for the people that are writing right now, that have a history with the show, for Ron and the other people.
I think it's, let me tell you something, everything about the Echo storyline, I think is flawless and perfect. I'm loving it. I'm loving the fact that Clint knew, that he knew for a year that that was his son. And he told her, he said, there is no way I'm going to let that little money-grubbing thing into my family because he's just like his mother. I was like, it. Oh, my God.
I still don't love
it. Oh, my God. I love
I
it. Love
I still love
it.
Roxy as the mother. That's
I love
I
it. No. Oh, and when Roxy found out, ooh, she threw Echo out of the hotel.
Good.
She said, pack your bags and get out,
good.
Heifer.
Good.
I was living. Let me say, I love it every day. I love when Todd and Taya were so happy that they went around town to invite everybody. That episode was hysterical. They went around town to invite everybody to their I'm Alive party. And it was so funny. And like, because everybody was in the middle of their own drama. And here Todd and Taya are like, here's an invitation to our party. It's just like, but the best was when she met Inez and her and Inez were talking Spanish. Love that. Love that.
She can Jessica let you really speak Spanish?
She's Puerto Rican in real life.
I'm Puerto Rican in real life. I don't speak a lick.
Yeah, no.
I speak like five words.
I loved when Inez and her were talking Spanish. That was fine. And that's another thing I got to give all my children props for because they brought on Rick Castillo, who's Latin, and they're bringing on another Latino, this guy who used to be on Port Charles and the Jimmy Smith show came.
Yeah, but Cubans don't count. What?
I cannot believe you said
that. I'm saying, like, get a Puerto Rican, get a Dominican. You know what I'm saying?
No, no Dominicans. I'm sorry. There's any Dominican
listening.
Look, If there's any Dominican listeners, I'm joking to an extent. I love my Latin brothers and sisters, but I've had an influx of some Dominicans in my neighborhood, and they're not the most classy people moving into my neighborhood.
You were gonna not get Dominicans.
I didn't say Dominicans. I said the particular Dominicans have been moving into my neighborhood.
Yes, people, come on now. I'm gonna stop this nonsense.
What?
I just might have to cut that out.
No, don't you cut it out. We don't cut
things
out. That's
crazy talk.
I didn't say all Dominicans. I'm just saying the ones that have been moving into my neighborhood.
Fine, I have a question for you.
What?
Is Bree Williams really pregnant in real life?
As big as she is, you don't doubt
she
it?
She is giant.
Look, I'm going to say it about my people. I love me some Puerto Ricans, but I do not go to Spanish Harlem for that reason because the Puerto Ricans that live up there are crazy.
All right, fine. You've made your point.
All right, anyway.
Is she pregnant?
As big as a house as she is you doubt
giant.
It? She looks like a house.
Her breasts are giant. Her face is giant.
I will say this,
giant.
Though. As big as she is, she looks beautiful, though. She's cute.
Sure.
I think she looks beautiful.
Listen, I was 200 pounds when I was pregnant.
I'm sorry. She's big, but she looks beautiful.
I was not beautiful.
You know who's not beautiful?
Me Snatchily. At 200 pounds.
Nope. I cannot stand Snatchily.
You know my nickname for her.
And look, and the two of them.
He's not letting me say it because
I don't like
mad
you,
when I
wait,
say it.
Wait, let me tell you. Let me say it.
You get mad when I say fatally.
You.
What?
What I want to know is how the two of them were pregnant at the same time and Jessica's as big as a house and Natalie still isn't as
we
big.
We know what's going to happen.
No, we don't.
I do.
I'm so confused.
Brody's going to be the parent.
No. They already told. Wait a minute. You don't watch it. You don't know what's going on.
What's going on?
It seems that we still don't know who the fathers are because not only did Clint send somebody in there to fix the results for Rex and him, but he also wanted the technician to fix Jessica's results.
Brody's?
Yeah, but the technician, he just said your daughter. He didn't mention Jessica. He didn't know that Natalie was getting something done. And the technician knows Natalie because Natalie works at Buchanan Enterprise. So he assumed it was Natalie. But then Marty busted the technician and she went in there. So we don't know who did what to who. We don't know who's zooming who. Yeah, but it's fun. Girl, I'm loving it. I was so confused. I was like this. I feel like John Travolta on Welcome Back, Carter. I was like this. I was so confused, Mr. Carter. But I was living for it because you know what I love?
What?
All hail Dark Marty. I'm living for Susan Haskell's Dark Marty.
I love me some Dark Marty.
Let me tell you something. And again,
Dark Marty.
For you people who don't know the history, when Marty came on the show, she was a bitch. And she was a lot more fun as a bitch. I'm sorry. Marty is great right now. And the fact that Marty has a hard-on for Natalie and she wants Natalie obliterated, I'm loving it even more, baby.
I'm rooting for you.
You know what? And when she slapped pregnant Natalie, I didn't feel sorry for Natalie because you know what? What about when Marty was pregnant and Natalie was all up in her face
trying to steal her man and
getting Marty upset and Marty could have miscarried. You know what, Natalie? What comes around goes around, Snatchily, and you're getting yours.
I hope she beats the hell out of you.
I hope the minute you give birth to that baby, she clocks you up.
I hope she clocks you up.
You don't understand. Melissa Archer is one of the worst actresses. The only actress that's worse than Melissa Archer is Farrah Fath. Gigi. I don't know who you blowing at ABC that you still got a job.
Big ass lips.
I don't care that you won Days of Our Lives for a million years. You are a horrible actress.
You don't
put any umph to your performance.
You're
like Rihanna singing. You're monotone.
You pick up your feet when you walk. You're so lazy.
Lazy chancletas. I can't stand your Kentucky Fried Chicken looking lips. That nasty ass Kentucky Fried Chicken lip gloss you use. I cannot stand
that
you.
That hair is nasty.
That peacock hair, whatever you want to call it.
That Kate Gosselin hair.
You are just a horrible actress.
Get off my screen.
You and Christian should get married and move away, far away from Landview.
What's wrong with him? Anything?
Yeah, he's him. He went to Paris to meet Layla, and Layla had to go to work. So what did he do? He went ahead and kissed Gigi and told Gigi, come up to my room and let's have sex.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not.
And this goes back to my theory. Christian's a dog. Christian's always been a dog. He always will be a dog, and that's why I don't like Christian.
That's a theory?
He cheats on every woman.
Is that really a theory?
He cheats on every woman.
But is that really a theory?
Well, I don't know, girl. I'm just talking at the top of my head.
Christian is a dog. You don't need
un perro. Un perro.
Un perro. Gordo.
Un perro. I don't like him. I want him and Gigi off the screen. Marry them and write them off town.
My son is 34 pounds at 18 months.
Rex is a lot more interesting when he's not with Gigi.
My son is 34 pounds at 18 months. He's a little gordito.
Oh.
On the flip side, my arms are cut. I throw them up in the air every day. That's my exercise.
You're so crazy.
You want to see my arms? I'm going to show you my arm. Wait, just feel that gun. You can feel through the
cord. Wow, you have been working out.
I'm not working out. That's my son.
Wow.
I kid you not. And the other arm just like it. I'm telling you, not a strong.
So there's a lot of, I'm loving Taya and Todd. Okay. Even though I still was hoping that rumor about Roger Howard was true, but I guess it's not. Oh, you know what I'm loving?
What?
Finally,
what?
The Ford family. They brought Papa Ford on.
Who's Papa Ford?
John Wesley Shipp is playing the father. John Wesley Shipp was the original, like, Ford back in the day when he was on Guiding Light. He was really hot. And he's evil as all hell, and I'm loving when Inez found out, and I don't know why everybody's ragging on my Jessica. I've been seeing, not on our blog, but on other people saying that she's boring and this and that. She is not boring, people. I love me some Inez Salinger, and I love me some Jessica.
I don't recall you having that opinion a few months back.
No, I've always listened to our podcast. I've always said that I loved her. I didn't like the kids.
Rewind.
Excuse me, I said that she's a great actress and she's the perfect dynamics because she's different than the other women on One Life to Live who are so big. She's subtle and her work is powerful.
Oh, I must be getting confused with the Daytime Confidential people.
Yeah.
I can't stand her.
Yeah, I love her.
Okay, great.
And I think she's great. And
I like her too. She's
and when
Puerto
she
Rican.
Found out, when she found out that the father was back, the first thing she did was that, you boys pack your bags, you're coming with me. I'm not going to let you hurt them again. I was living for that scene. This storyline got a lot more interesting. I mean, the four brothers, they're growing. I mean, they're getting better. I mean, but you know, whatever. I'm not going to lie. If given a choice between Asher and one of the four brothers, I think Asher's a better actor than all three of the four brothers. I'm
too.
Sorry.
But they're not bad. They're not bad.
Cole, great exit for Cole. That whole storyline, the way Cole went out, that was beautiful.
You mean he going to jail and stuff?
Yeah, it was beautiful. The way what happened between him and
Star. Yeah, but Star's already in love with another guy.
Yeah, but she had feelings for him. But she's not doing anything with James. I mean, yeah, her initial reaction was to do a Kendall, and she grabbed James and started making out. She's like, because you know what he told her? He told her to go to James. How messed up is that? I mean, I know in his mind, he's like, I'm going away for 10 years. You're young. I don't expect you to be away from me. You got to live your life. Go to James. But that's still kind of effed up.
That is crazy.
You know, and that played with
I
her
didn't
mind.
See that scene.
Oh, it was good. No, she did really good. Because when she
I like her.
It was such a, I think she's a great actress.
I don't think she's great, but I like her.
She grabbed James and she was like, come on, kiss me. She goes, make love to me. He's like, and he stopped it. Even though Chelsea Handler on Chelsea Lately, they made fun of it. And it was, see,
how are these people watching all these
soaps?
But wait,
I got to tell you.
That's kind
of
awesome.
But when you take it out of context, it is kind of funny. See, like when I was watching the episode, it didn't bother me.
No, just no. He looked at a gentleman that, no, just no.
What?
He wasn't nothing.
No, I was laughing because they were so funny.
All right, fine.
Nah, I didn't think it was cute. Anyway, so James grabbed her and stopped her. He's like, you don't really want this star, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And she's like, but Cole wants me to. This is what Cole wants. And she goes, well, if you're not going to do it, get out. And she started hitting James. She goes, I don't want you then. Get out of here. It was really powerful. I thought it was powerful stuff. But when Chelsea Handler used the bit, it was funny because they showed the bit where he's just like, Star, you don't want this. Think about everything you've been through. You've been kidnapped twice. And he listed all the reasons why. And then it's kind of, when you're seeing it out of context like that, it's funny as all hell. Because you're like, who goes through all that in the last 6 months?
Do you want to talk about Glee?
Wait, let me just say something about General Hospital. I'm loving me some Lucky and Siobhan. And I'm loving me some Laura Wright as Carly. I am sorry. Laura Wright,
I
don't know if you listen to this podcast.
We adore you.
But I am worshiping you as Carly. Mm-hmm. You don't understand. When you are not on, there is a hole in my heart. I live for you.
A day without Laura Wright is like a day without
sunshine.
You
are Carly. You are the definitive Carly. You kick ass. Ass like nobody's business. Without and every doubt. Day that you smack Brenda down, I live for that. Because
how
you know
do you
what?
Like Brenda?
I gotta tell you, you know what?
Is
I forgot
now?
What was, I no, I forgot I was somebody I don't know who to
give credit to. Because at first you weren't very excited.
No, I wasn't very excited. But somebody
about Vanessa Marcia,
one of the guys from our
as Brenda.
One of our listening podcasts, me and him are Facebook friends, and we'll talk about it. And he reminded me why I'm having an issue with Brenda now. Because this isn't the Brenda that I know. Mm-hmm. Brenda, they're writing this character like this is Stepford Wives, Brenda. Mm-hmm. Like, she had a lumbotomy. They're making her so whiny and so wimpy. And
a
so,
lumbotomy?
And Brenda was hysterical. Brenda was histrionic. And she was a drama queen. But Brenda was strong still. When Kayla Bine really brought this character to life. and made this character the strong character that I love. This is a watered down version of her. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't help that Vanessa Marcel looks like she had a lobotomy. She looks like she's high.
I gotta correct you.
What?
It's lobotomy.
What did I say?
Lobotomy. Lambada is a sexy dash for Brazil.
Whatever.
Lobotomy.
You knew what I meant.
I knew it.
Anyway, the point is that Vanessa Marcel looks like she's high all the time.
I'm really losing battery. You want to talk about Glee?
Love Glee.
Love me some Glee.
Love me some Glee. I cried my ass off this last episode.
I'm crying every episode. What the hell is going on?
I love it. I love it. I think that they're brilliant. Why? Because as much as I love Rachel and Finn, the first season was very Rachel and Finn oriented. You know, they needed to spread the wealth. I'm loving the fact that mm-hmm. it's more well-rounded
oh,
this season.
Yeah.
I disagree with some of the critics who have been bashing it. I think that this
why are they bashing?
Because,
it?
You know, they love doing that. They love...
Because Carol Burnett was uncomfortably awkward.
They love...
Yeah. I love me some Carol Burnett. It was awful.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't awful.
It was pretty
I'll
awful.
Tell you what it was. Part of it is... You know what part of it is? Is
she's
that,
old?
Well, no. You know what it is? Is that she hasn't been on air in a while. You haven't
why
seen
do
it's
that
always
to her?
On,
the
it's
biggest
always,
show on
wait,
television. That's too much
it's
pressure.
Always, let me tell you,
she's a genius. You, well,
always,
you look at any of her shows, she was a genius.
I know, but it's always uncomfortable when you haven't seen somebody for a while. Then all of a sudden you see them and it's like, wow, man, they got old.
She wasn't comfortable. She was like this Nazi hunter. It was supposed to be funny and it wasn't
yeah, but
funny.
You know what,
it was awkward.
And also, I don't think she's...
How does
wait,
the funniest woman wait, in comedy not be funny
because
on a
you
show?
Know what? I don't think that she's been working that much. So
her timing
is a little off. Plus... And I hate to bring this up, but everybody knows this. She hasn't been the same since her daughter died. That changed her life drastically. And that's one of the reasons that she hasn't been working that much. For those of you who don't know, her daughter, Carrie Hamilton, who was on Fame, passed away. And
cancer, right?
Yeah. And it changed
and
her life.
Young,
and it's
too.
Yeah,
I mean, she
yeah,
was
she was
young.
Really
young. Was
so that had an effect on our funny woman. I mean, she has
yeah,
not done much.
Right.
She has not
right.
done much.
She
since.
Was really not good. It was
yeah.
really awkward.
I didn't think she was that bad though. I thought she had moments. But I agree with you that there were moments that I was like, come on, Carol. You would in the old day. You would have zung that out. You would have nailed that. There were definitely beats that were missed. I'm not going to disagree
it
with
also
you on that.
Was, well,
but I wouldn't say it was bad.
Wasn't that funny either? I think right.
No, I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. I love the episode.
Gwyneth Paltrow was funny.
I gotta
impressed.
Tell you, I don't like Gwyneth Paltrow at all, but I enjoyed her on
she's
on
not
Glee.
The greatest singer and dancer, but
she's not the greatest actress.
She had a good funny bone. She had a good sense
you know,
of humor.
You know what I gotta say about Gwyneth Paltrow? She and there's a lot of actors that are like this. She plays herself, basically. There's no difference in everything she does.
She does, but she
does.
Was funny. She had a funny
you know,
bone.
Though,
I
gotta tell you, though,
she's
funny. Chelsea Handler had her second interview special where she interviews real big celebrities. She interviewed Gwyneth Paltrow, and I gotta tell you, I actually like Gwyneth Paltrow. I've never seen Gwyneth Paltrow in an
she's
interview.
She's funny.
She Chelsea
I gotta look at that.
And
I look that up.
I want to be friends with her.
Yeah, I want to look
I
that
feel
up.
Like Ross Matthews. I want to be friends with her. I don't like her as an actress, but she seems like a cool person.
You know what's funny about her? There's nothing about her that is a real person. She was born into like this Hollywood
family.
She went to the preppiest of prep rich
see, and
prep
I love
schools.
Her mother though. Her mother's a great
oh
actress.
My God.
Blythe Danner. See, that's the thing.
Little Fockers. I can't wait to see Little Fockers.
Yeah.
Meet the parents, meet the Fockers, Little Fockers. Yeah. I can't wait. She's incredible.
I love Blythe
her
Danner.
Daughter is like her daughter has like one half of her face and one half of her dad's face, and put it together, it's perfect. She has like a perfect face.
No, I like I said, I don't hate her. I loved her in Emma.
She has a great body too. Now she works out like crazy with Tracy Anderson or whatever, right?
Yeah, she talked about that in the Chelsea. Because
I gotta do
in her
that
new movie,
I gotta do that
she's
shit.
Supposed to be out of shape. They told her not to work out.
What does she do?
You don't know she has this big movie coming out that they're pushing for an Oscar
but
nomination.
What is she supposed to do? She is she's sculpted like a statue.
I know, they told her. They said stop working out.
But there's nothing she could do. You but would have to have 3 years of not working out.
She said it was driving her crazy.
Of course it was.
I got you, Gwyneth, girl. With
she
that, I was right with you.
She had a perfect body. I don't even know how you do it. Like me, I have like, seriously, I have like 3 years now of not working out every day. I have two babies. Babies. I have
that's
sagging.
A workout in itself.
I have
off
stomach.
The
I have stomach sag problems. I have what they call diastasis. It's your stomach muscles separate to allow for the baby. They're still apart. They're not back together. So now I used to have. I'm telling you, no lie.
I
used to have a beautiful
that.
Stomach. I had a beautiful stomach. I really
she
did. I had a beautiful stomach.
I would
like,
put Demi Moore to shame.
Like,
I'm sorry.
I used to make fun of women.
Moore.
I used to sort of think about women who couldn't wear bikinis and be like, why can't you wear bikinis? Wear a bikini. Like I didn't.
Now
have
you
any,
know.
Now I understand. This thing's never seen daylight again.
Let me tell you, I love Glee. What other nighttime shows are you watching?
I'm not watching Boardwalk Empire. I don't like it.
You don't like it? I have not seen it yet. I'm going to see it. I'm going to see it. It's on my list. People, I'm making dents, though.
I'm watching Reality.
You know how I feel about that.
I just finished Project Runway. That just finished. I'm watching Oprah every day.
Ugh.
What do you mean?
I don't like Oprah. I've never liked Oprah.
Modern Family has hit a wall. I don't think it's funny.
I'm sorry. Modern Family is hysterical. You're nuts.
Oh, my God. It's Modern Family. Funny every
You know what I admit is kind of hit a wall for me? I mean, I don't think it's... I just think that they don't know where they're going with it was Cougar Town. I think Cougar Town's lost it. There's some episodes that I think are really funny. And then there's
Courtney
certain episodes that I'm like,
How much Stern calls her Courtney Cox?
I think the middle is still hysterical, though.
Love the middle.
Did you see this week, the Thanksgiving episode?
No. Don't ruin it for me.
You got to see the Thanksgiving episode. That was hysterical.
You watch Amazing Hope?
No. I saw the first 15 minutes. It was garbage. I thought it was the worst. You like it?
No, I didn't like it.
I hated it. I thought it was horrible. And this is from the guy who made My Name is Earl, and I loved My Name is Earl.
Yeah, maybe that's
even though
why.
Towards the end it was bad, but I will tell you this. I finally caught up on No Ordinary Family, the show about the superheroes.
Is it cute?
Love it.
Oh,
love
cute.
Yeah, but see, I'm a comic book fan. I don't think if you're not a comic book fan.
That Queen Alice! We almost made it through an entire podcast. Oh, he has to get it because he doesn't know the number, so he has to accept it.
I don't know that number. Who is it? Oh, it's my mom. Hello? I'm doing the podcast. What do you want?
Be respectful to your mother.
Huh? Okay, well, you tell Leah I love her and I'll see her when I get home. Bye. When I get home. I'm doing a podcast, Mom. I have to go.
Are you making amarillos y arroz con pollo?
No, she's not cooking that. They cooked yesterday.
Oh, no,
bye. Anyway, so my niece's birthday yesterday. She wants a present. She don't care about
how
me.
How old is she?
I don't know, 11, I think.
That's natural.
But she was like, where's Theo Jordan? Like, did he leave a present for me? That's what she cares about. Anyway, look, getting back to what were we talking about? Oh, No Ordinary Family. I love it. Anything with Julie Benz, I love. I'm sorry, I love Julie Benz. I think it's a very cute show. I'm enjoying it every week. It's entertaining. Is it brilliant television? Is it life-changing? No. But it's entertaining, and I love it. You know what show got better for me, though?
What?
Detroit 187. I'm glad
My brother loves that show.
I stuck with it. It's gotten better. I mean, it's still not... I still don't think that it's as good as Southland or... I don't think that it's the way they're promoting it.
Or
as
Rookie
this NYP.
Cops or whatever.
No, it's way better than that Rookie
Boot
thing.
That's done,
that's
right?
That,
thank God.
No, they picked it up for a second season.
They didn't
pick up my Gates, which I love, that vampire.
But
Detroit 187 got better. But it's still not, you know what's still the best cop show? Blue Bloods on CBS with Tom Selleck.
Never heard of it.
Oh my God.
Never heard of it
my
once.
Bridget Moynihan's on it and Donnie Wahlberg.
How's Bridget?
I'm sorry. Bridget Moynihan is as older, the more, every year that goes by, she gets hotter than me. I think
I
she's a stunning
you.
Woman. I'm
she's
sorry.
Beautiful.
That was it Tom Brady? Tom Brady's an idiot. I don't think she's hot as, I think Giselle is nowhere near as hot
all
as
right,
Bridget
all right, you
Moynihan.
Are going to start another war with Shadow over this comment.
Why, he thinks Giselle's hot? She's
Please.
Nasty.
Giselle
I don't like,
is,
I don't.
She's Brazilian, okay?
No,
it's
I
not
don't,
like she's a white woman. She's Brazilian. She's perfection.
I don't think Brazilians
are
hot.
I don't mean
no
insult to white women, but you know what I'm
don't
saying?
Think
she's spicy.
I don't think Brazilians are hot, first of
oh
all.
My
I don't
God,
like Brazilians.
He's insane. Brazilian,
no offense to our Brazilian listeners.
I went to Brazil.
I don't. They don't
Can
do
I,
nothing for
I'm
me.
I'm going to tell you something.
What?
You need to go to Brazil.
I don't want to go to Brazil.
The most beautiful women and men in the world.
I'm not
I
putting my life at
not.
Risk. I'm not
You're,
going to Brazil.
Oh, my God. First of all,
did you ever see that episode of The Simpsons?
You would be fine.
Did you ever see that episode of The Simpsons?
I walked everywhere. I walked in the hood.
Wait,
I walked everywhere.
Did you ever see that episode of The Simpsons?
Took off all my jewelry, walked everywhere.
You ain't even listening to me.
Knew four words of Portuguese. No, I didn't see it.
You got to see the episode of The Simpsons. I love The Simpsons.
I'm on the red. I'm on the red.
All right, wait. So wait. What are we talking about? Yo, you got to see Blue Bloods is good.
Right,
Blue Bloods
fine.
Is good. And then what else have I been watching? Oh, finally on season 3 of Fringe. I made a dent in my Fringe. I was really back like a Fringe.
You don't
Fringe
watch Oprah?
Good. No, I don't like Oprah.
Oprah's biggest things! What is it? Biggest things? Greatest things?
All I can tell you is that they show Oprah in the soup this week and she's put on some weight.
Oh, she has. What you want to do?
She looked big.
She's a big girl.
She's a woman. Desperate Housewives, Vanessa Williams. Oh,
what else? You're
Vanessa,
the king of television.
Vanessa
watch...
Williams. I'm watching a lot. I'm watching, well.
I'm not watching a lot.
Let me see. I watch Hawaii Five-O on Monday nights. Love Hawaii Five-O and Castle. Tuesday nights is my big night of TV. I got way too much. Sons of Anarchy, which is finishing up this week. Mm. Brilliant season of Sons of Anarchy. I watch Detroit 187. I watch The Good Wife. Oh, my God. There's some of our listeners love The Good Wife like me. The Good Wife is one of the best written shows on network TV right now. I swear to you not. It is awesome. Awesome. Wednesday night, the new show with Meryl Streep's daughter is coming in January. Can't wait for that. Off the Map. Looking forward to that. And then another new ABC show is coming on in January that I like. Oh, V's coming back.
Why is V coming?
Because V is good, girl. You should have stuck with it. God. V was excellent.
I can't say V was excellent.
And then Terrier is on FX. Nobody's watching it, and I'm very upset. But that's FX's fault. They didn't really promote it. Did you see the American Music Awards?
No.
Awful. Except for
the Justin Bieber Awards?
Except for the very end when New Kids on the Block and Backstreet Boys came out together.
That's pretty fun.
Let me tell you something. I'd rather see some people. No, that's NSYNC, girl.
Oh, sorry.
You're so stupid. But anyway, I'd rather see some performers with heart and passion.
Did you see Ricky Martin on Oprah?
You know I don't like that queen.
Oh, my God.
I don't like him.
He was great. He has two twins like me. But you know what? They have really long hair. They look like girls. Yeah, good.
Like father, like son.
Oh, come on. He's beautiful.
He used to. I don't find him. First of all, he has no ass. That's one thing that I don't like about him. I'm sorry. He has no
That's
ass.
That's it. Game's over.
He's got no ass. He's talking about shake your bonbon, and there's no bonbon to shake.
There's no bonbon to
it's
shake.
It's as flat as a pancake.
I won't be dating him.
Look, plus the fact is that this is why I don't like it. First of all, I'm not saying that you have to ever come out to anybody. That's your business. What I don't like is when you put up a lie and a front. And for years, he used to say that this was his girlfriend, that was his girlfriend, blah, blah, blah.
He's apologizing for it.
No.
Are you kidding
me? There are many gay actors and actresses.
You never made a mistake that you apologized for? That you had to apologize for?
I don't like him. I don't like him.
If he came up to you and said, Jordan, I'm sorry I was offended. You'd be like, no. And you walk away.
Yeah. Because I don't like him. I will say this. I like his songs in Spanish. When he sings in Spanish, his voice is beautiful. I don't like his voice.
If everyone that made a mistake was not forgiven.
I don't like him.
Oh my God.
And I don't forgive him. I think he's a fake and a liar. I don't like him. The only reason he came out now was because he's hoping that it will like be a resurgence in his career. I love him.
I thought he was great. I loved it.
I don't like him.
I loved it.
I don't like him. And let me say something. He is nowhere near as hot as my Enrique Iglesias. Enrique Iglesias is beautiful. God. That is one hot Latin. Yes, he can.
You heard the Howard Stern tapes.
He sounds better in Spanish than in English.
Oh, God.
My favorite song by him is, I can't even say it, Religious Experience in Spanish.
I got no time left. I got barely any time left.
Damn, we have no pocket. We still have so much to talk about.
What do we have to talk about? It's an hour and something minutes into this thing.
But we owe them.
I got babies to go home
and take care of. I don't even think they listen to our show anymore. I think they gave up on us.
I don't blame them. Daytime Confidential's putting out ding, 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 3 times a week or more. That's what you gotta do.
And then, I don't know. I feel like there was so much that we... Were we funny this week? I don't even know. I feel like we lost our mojo.
Did we lose our mojo?
Did we lose you? Is anybody listening to the show anymore?
It's a cure on me. I'm gonna have to slap you.
I need your advice.
About what?
Oh, and guess who came into the bar the other night?
Oh, no.
The Brit.
Oh, I know. I knew you were gonna say that.
Making out with some hideous guy. I was like, well, that's what you want. You make out with that beast. You could have had royalty here. You could have had a gorgeous Latin man.
We could talk about that. Prince William getting married to that Kate Middleton. She's a cutie. I like her.
He's looking more and more like his father and less like his mother.
I know.
That's sad.
Very sad. But you know so what?
But Harry's still looking hot.
Oh, he's hot. You know what they're saying, though? They're saying that he's not going to have a very lavish wedding because of the economy.
Good.
I don't think it's good.
Why?
Because I remember when I was a little girl of years old, I woke up that morning at 5 in the morning or maybe 4 in the morning to see a princess marry a prince. And I'm telling you, I still remember it like it was yesterday. It was the most magical thing with her pulling up in that big giant dress and that coat. She looked like Cinderella.
Girl, and you know where I saw it? You know where I saw that happening? When I watched General Hospital at 3 o'clock and Luke and Laura were watching it on TV.
No, but you know
that's where I saw it. I didn't wake up in the morning to watch them. I was watching General Hospital.
It's okay to have a little magic in your life in the downtime. I'm not saying spend $1 billion, but you don't need to downscale that thing.
Well, I'm sure it's not going to be like they're going to do the thing at Ho-Ho's.
They said that they were going to do it at Ho-Ho's.
Right? It's not like they're going to Howard Johnson's girl for the reception.
They're going to Ho-Jo's for the reception.
Oh, it's Ho-Jo's. Is that what it is?
And they service pigs in blankets. No. I didn't tell
you about Ryan's Hope. I knew there was something I'd tell you.
All right,
this is the last thing I gotta talk about.
I'm telling you right now.
Is it still running now?
It's running now.
I gotta say this because I'm gonna cry. I was so upset because, you know, I'm always behind on my TV show. So I finally went making a dent on Ryan's Hope and I'm catching up. And I'm all into the storyline with the Princess Marikar and the EJ Ryan storyline. Mm-hmm. They stopped it and they went back to the beginning. which somebody told me that Queen Alice told me.
Why would they finish the series?
They always show it only up until 1981, and I think that's because Claire Levine stopped writing it after 1981, so they only show those. But and I have been warned, and I knew that it was coming, but I was so engrossed in these storylines in the show, so I was so shocked when all of a sudden. But even though I'm heartbroken, because let me just say, I think I could watch Ryan's Hope the whole entire run over and over again. But I didn't think that I could love Ryan's Hope anymore. And I'm so loving seeing it from the beginning. Seeing these characters and really knowing like how they got to where they were, where I knew them. And I'm not going to lie, some of these people are ugly as well.
Who cares?
Some of the acting is a little stiff, but some of it's good. Most of it's good, but some of it is stiff. But let me tell you something. The writing is perfect. It's so dated and old school soap opera, and I'm loving every minute of it. And to finally see Kate Mulgrew play Mary Ryan, I understand why fans loved Mary Ryan and why she was the only Mary Ryan and why three actresses played it after her and they finally killed the character off because nobody could play Mary Ryan like my Kate Mulgrew. Because I love Kate Mulgrew, but I knew her as Captain Janeway on Voyager. So I'm watching to see Eileen Kristen finally as Roxy 35 years ago.
She was young and hot.
Oh my God. She has this long hair and she's all thin. And I'm like, that's Eileen Kristen. I call Papa Hudson. I'm like, you know who that is? And he's like, that's that crazy woman from One Life to Live. Because Papa Hudson loves her on One Life to Live. No, but she's like, she's young, girl. That was like 35 years ago. It's not about being thin. It's that youthful kind of. So I'm loving me some Ryan's Hope. I'm amazed by it. I'm amazed by you, Claire Levine. And I'm a loss for words how much I love Ryan's Hope right now. I'm to get to see it from the beginning because, you know, everybody said that it was going to be taken off of SoapNet on October. So I thought that was it. I wish that I would have gotten to see the ending of the E.J. Ryan storyline and the Princess Mara Carr. But you know what? At least I'm getting to see the beginning. You know, how these characters. But it's just brilliant to me, Ashley. It's just brilliant. This Claire Levine and this show is brilliant.
I should start watching it.
Maybe SoapNet would have survived if they would have done this instead of showing us One Tree Hill and OC and 90210, if showing us All My Children, One Night to Live in General Hospital from the beginning and even loving and Ryan's Hope, that would have probably had people tuning in.
I think it would
because let me tell you, I would die to watch All My Children from the beginning.
I was actually thinking as you were saying that.
Shoot, I would even die to see All My Children from 1981.
It was like a TV service where you could like watch online any old episode you wanted to watch, like of anything, of any show. Like there's gotta be some sort of
certain sites have certain, like there's certain sites that have old episodes of Another World, or they, like Hulu has some Another World, but it's I want to see this stuff in order. I want to see it, you know what I mean? I would love to see All My Children for the beginning. Are you crazy?
I would kill
to see Jillian Spencer playing Vicky on One Night to Live
every day.
I would watch, let me say that, if I need it, because I'm not going to lie, it's not flawless. I mean, this took about 1975. Mm-hmm. Shoot, they're still using some of the music from Dark Shadow, because they took over from Dark Shadow. Dark Shadow's just shooting the old Ryan's Hope studio. So it's like, it's so funny how, like, some of the directors are the same directors from Dark Shadow. So there's a certain Dark Shadow's feel in these earlier episodes of Ryan's Hope. But, girl, to the writing and the acting, when they're on, this scene that Maeve had the other day.
My computer. It's
dead.
No, it's not dead.
Maeve had this scene the other day that I died. Mary came and told her, Frank's awake. He woke up for a minute. But I don't want you to get your hopes up, Mom. And Maeve was like, I'll get my hopes up if I want to. And the nurse, this Latin nurse, Dr. Nurse Gonzalez, had this beautiful story about Puerto Rico.
Really?
About, oh my God. Yeah, see, that's why I love Claire Levine. Here she was, 1975 soap opera, and the cast had people of color on it already.
That's funny.
Supporting roles. There was Nurse Gonzalez. And she was telling the white doctor this story about Puerto Rico. And she said, Puerto Rico is three times blessed for the wind, the weather, and the angels that watch over it. I love you, Claire Levine, for that. And Claire Levine gave us that beautiful Puerto Rican monologue that Taya had years ago. See, that's why I love Claire Levine, because she loves all races and cultures and everything. This woman is beautiful, and her writing is beautiful and passionate, and it's real and it's raw. And why she's not writing All My Children, I don't know.
Well, there you have it.
And it always comes back to All My Children.
But there you have it.
I always bring it back, girls.
He's brilliant. Brilliant. If you want to write us, email us, pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com. if you want us to read your Twitters. Because God knows we ain't putting out no Twitters. Go to, I think it's a PB podcast or something like that. PB podcast? No, we're not. I don't even remember what our thing is.
I'm done with my project, so I'll be on Facebook for you guys.
Go to Facebook. That's a good
and
way to
And now
get in
with
touch
a new
us.
A new blog starting on the, because we got a new podcast, I will be regularly back on the blogs. I promise.
And we're going to go to our studio. We're going to go weekly.
We're going to go to our studio weekly, hopefully.
Starting in January.
Oh, in January. Oh.
Papi, I already got 1 week and I'm out.
All right.
I'm going to a birthday party with my little niece in Maryland, so.
All right. Well, we'll start weekly soon.
Very soon. Want to thank Shadow for shadowing us so brilliantly. Want to thank Luis for our theme songs that we're still using. Even if you're not out there, Luis, we're losing your theme songs and we love them. We're using them. Excuse me. Who else?
Stop hitting me.
Who else? I'm trying to remember. It's the only way I can remember.
Superposter.
AMC Superposter. You got to go to him
on
Facebook.
You love all my children.
He loves all my children. He was not sorry to see Zach go. He was like, don't let the door hit you in the butt, Zachy. I thought that was funny. And then you can also go to our blog page. That's the most important thing. Go to the blog page. We got some great bloggers. Great
like
bloggers.
Arizona Gal. All our canaries, Susan and Lee.
Amphitreon.
He's funny.
Oh, he
cracks
so
me up.
Funny.
Our beautiful, sexy Norn.
He is our beautiful, sexy Norn, and he illustrates like crazy. NornZylin.com. Go to DaytimeConfidential.com. Go to WeLoveSoaps.net. And most importantly, keep on talking to us. We love you very much. Thank you for listening, for sticking with us. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And here's a little something just for you.
Zach, leave a message.
Hi, it's me again. So the chief is very anxious to rehearse with you, and I wouldn't mind seeing you myself. I've had about 5 minutes of sleep since you left, so I mean, we've been on the tired side. Where are you? Call me back. I love you. And I'm going to buy you 8,000 battery charges when you get home, which I hope is very soon. Like, maybe now would be nice. You know, who knows, maybe you'll... You'll kiss me awake. That'd be good. I've been waiting for you.
Always only you.
Boys are going to be so happy that you're home.
Stay with me just a little while longer.
You feel so good.
God is gracious.
Ian's name. You chose the perfect one.
You fought so hard for him.
So did you. 4 more. I think we have to have 4 more. You want a whole hockey team, so we need 4 more. I think a few girls thrown in. I have missed you so much.
Don't miss me. There's no need. Look in a boy's eyes, you'll see me. Hear him laugh. You'll hear me. Feel the hands, you'll feel me.
I know this sounds silly, but when you're not here, just promise me you'll never leave again.
Wind on your cheek, I'm with you. The warmth of the sun on your hair, I'm with you. No end, no limit, no fear. It's how we loved. That's how you live.
How we'll live. Forever.